and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Over the weekend, leaders from nearly 90 countries will gather in Switzerland to discuss the path to peace in Ukraine. The Swiss and Ukrainian governments organized the summit at the request of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. VOA's Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Gongadze has the story.
The peace summit follows the G7 summit in Italy, where countries agreed to use frozen Russian assets to pay for Ukraine's recovery. Speaking at the Ukraine Recovery Conference in Berlin this week, Zelensky said the first priority of the Swiss summit was a solution for sustainable peace. Standing alongside German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Zelensky said he hoped the summit would address energy security, the exchange of captives, the return of kidnapped children, and global food security. Nearly 90 countries, many represented by their heads of state, have accepted the invitation to attend. Russia has not been invited.
Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News, Switzerland.
The G7 summit turned to migration after promising tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A summit meeting of the Group of Seven leading industrialized nations is focusing on migration on Friday, a priority for summit host Italy and its right-wing premier, Giorgia Meloni, who's seeking to increase investment and funding for African nations as a means of reducing migratory pressure on Europe. The gathering's also focusing on global conflicts and the spread of artificial intelligence. Perennial issues such as climate change and China also are being discussed. But some divisions have emerged over the wording of the summit's final declaration, with disagreement reported over the inclusion of a reference to abortion. I'm